From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. European leaders to discuss ways to control a deadly migrant crisis. The 28-member European Union meets in Brussels Thursday to consider emergency measures aimed at easing the dangerous journey by sea of thousands of migrants from Africa, South Asia, and the Middle East. The meeting follows the drowning of hundreds of migrants in a boat that capsized early Sunday on the Mediterranean. Rights groups are calling on the EU leaders to launch a humanitarian effort to end the migrant shipwrecks. Clara McLaren is with Amnesty International.
We're sending a really, really clear message to David Cameron and the other EU leaders that they need to act decisively and quickly in response to this crisis, and that means restarting search and rescue in the Mediterranean.
Last year, the EU scrapped a Mediterranean search and rescue program over cost and concerns that some members said the maritime operations were actually encouraging migrants to make the dangerous journey. A candlelight vigil was held late Wednesday on Maltese beaches for hundreds of migrants who lost their lives this week. Giovanni Barbosan was among those taking part.
They're fleeing their homes. They're trying to find somewhere where they can be free, somewhere where can they live.
Italian Prime Minister Renzi told lawmakers the whole EU, not just Italy, must shoulder the burden. Heavy fighting raged Tuesday into Wednesday in South Sudan's oil-rich Upper Nile State in the northeast town of Malakal, with most of the fighting pitting the South Sudan Liberation Army against rebels allied with former Vice President Riek Machar. Reuters reports nearly 40 have been killed, with thousands displaced by the most recent violence. Thousands have been killed, more than a million forced from their homes by fighting, which broke out in December 2013. Several ceasefires have been agreed to and broken between forces of Machar and President Salva Kiir. This is VOA News. A Saudi-led coalition launched new airstrikes on Houthi rebel targets in Yemen Wednesday, hours after announcing a halt to a month-long bombing campaign. They targeted positions in the central city Taiz and the southern port of Aden as ground fighting between rebels and supporters of exiled President Abu Mansur Hadi continued. Ambassador Adel Al-Jubeir, the Saudi diplomat in Washington, urged the Houthis to stop fighting and seek a political solution.
They have made and reneged on more than 60 agreements since the Yemeni crisis begins. So I'm not a betting man, but I hope that they will make one agreement that they keep. And the opportunity now lies before them to achieve through the political process what they will not be able to achieve by force.
On Tuesday, Saudi Arabia, in declaring an end to its bombing effort aimed at halting the advance of Houthis, said its new focus is on supporting a political solution, although vowing to also include actions to prevent the rebels from acquiring or using weapons taken from the Yemen military. The Houthis have called for a return to UN-sponsored peace talks. South African President Jacob Zuma Wednesday vowed to end anti-immigrant violence. 11 were detained by security forces in a crackdown overnight Tuesday into Wednesday, aimed at ending the violence that left at least 7 dead in the past 3 weeks. Hundreds of others have also been arrested. Tuesday, Pretoria deployed soldiers to help police in quelling the unrest where mobs have attacked, looted, and burned foreign-owned businesses. Julius Malema is leader of the group Economic Freedom Fighters.
Our people are in poverty, and they get tempted to believe simplest solution. But if we drive away the foreigners, we will work tomorrow. But the reality is that there are no jobs. Even if these people leave, we'll still be unemployed.
Wednesday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned what he called a wave of xenophobic violence and expressed his condolences to the families of the victims. In Nigeria, forces backed by war planes reportedly invaded the last known stronghold of the Islamist group Boko Haram, the Sambisa Forest. Troops are working jointly with a regional force from Chad, Niger, and Cameroon in a concerted effort to crush the bloody insurgency, which has killed more than 15,000 and abducted hundreds in the past 6 years. Angola State Media reported Wednesday 22 died last week after police clashed with members of the religious sect Seventh-day Light of the World Church in central Angola. According to police, the fighting began when authorities sought to arrest this sect's leader. Pope Francis plans to visit Cuba in September ahead of a scheduled visit to the U.S. That would make him the third pontiff to visit the communist island nation after John Paul II and Benedict XVI. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.